A post-traumatic stress disorder. It's an issue right across the world, not only to do, as we were talking earlier, with our emergency services personnel, but also to do with returned servicemen and women. It's an issue that is growing and growing right across the world. Damien Ryder is a survivor of child sex abuse and post-traumatic stress disorder. He has contemplated suicide on four occasions. He was told as a young man that he'd live with the trauma forever, but he's overcome it. It's an extraordinary story, and at the moment, he's on a journey in the United States down Route 66 and more, calling it his One Breath Tour. So I thought we should catch up with him in the United States and to find out a bit more. He's on the line now. Damien Ryder, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you going?
Oh, I should say good evening in California, early evening over there. Tell us a little bit about this One Breath Tour. What are you doing?
So, in 2015, I did this big paddle from the Gold Coast down to Bondi, and it pretty much saved my life and cured myself of PTSD. And pretty much since then, I've just done everything I can to push my body and mind and soul and everything and emotions to the limits to try and find out what actually happened in the water and then how I can share that with other people. So after curing myself and then traveling the world and helping other people, I decided I'd come over here to the US because the same issues are here as we have in Australia, except there's 300 million more people, so those issues are exponential. So it was a way for me to get in contact with more people, more masses, but also learn from them as well. So I started in North Carolina, I bought a motorbike, and I started my tour. So 6,500 miles later, I've ended up in California.
Who have you spoken to?
So on the way, I went up first to Virginia, to the National Rifle Association, to talk about gun incidents in schools. And then I spoke with youth detention centres. I washed homeless people's feet and gave them shoes and spoke to them about how they got in that situation and what happened to them. From there, I continued on to New York and I fed people in Harlem and then worked with and spoke with people from LGBTQ groups and HIV-positive homeless people to see what happened to them and also how they were able to keep on going and what happens for them on a day-to-day to keep getting themselves up and keep moving forward when others stop. I went to Sandy Hook Elementary School where there was the biggest massacre in history at a school. So I went there. Then I went and connected in Buffalo with the guys from Bikers Against Child Abuse to be able to share notes of what they're doing to help kids and the legal system there and how they're dealing with it. And then went on to Chicago to the Wounded Warriors, the veterans, and that was just amazing. I was there for, sort of few hours just exchanging notes of what we do alternatively for PTSD to get people moving forward. And then from there, because I was in Chicago, I traveled down Route 66 again. And Route 66, in 2016, I skateboarded from Chicago to Santa Monica along Route 66. I was the first person in the world to do that. But I contacted the same people this time as I touched base with on the skate, just to see where they're at and see how they're progressing with me first going down there and if there'd been any changes. I was surprised on a lot of occasions, just how much they'd actually done. And, it was overwhelming, the impact that just the skate had made. And then following me since then, there was kids down in Gallup, Navajo kids that, their dream was to open up a skate shop and have a skate park. And, 2.5, 3 years later, they've achieved that goal. For me, it's amazing, and just to be able to ride a motorbike, down it again and just catch up with everyone and then end up here in California, finishing it.
How have you been received in all these stops along the way? Do you get different responses in different areas because of different cultures or different climbs?
Well, for me, I don't look at anyone any different, Like, that's the thing with, suicide and child abuse, it doesn't discriminate against your race, colour, wherever you're from, So it's, for me, it was about gaining information along the way and that I could work out the tools, And I was lucky enough when I was crossing the Mojave Desert, just that bloody Mojave Desert just seems to do it to me, It's that vastness and it's just allows me to allows and everything to have time to sink in for me, you know, to be able to break it all the way down to what it actually is. Why do people stay in that one position and suffer from PTSD and depression from traumatic moments? What happens? Why do people get stuck, you know? So what I've, you know, come up with is, you know, there's three main elements that keep us going in life that we have to do. We've got no choice of, right? And that's our breathing. We have to breathe. We have to keep moving forward because time doesn't stop, and it's ourselves. So what happens in a traumatic moment, we lose the connection of all three. And that's why we get stuck, and we get stuck in time. People go, I've lost myself. No, if you haven't lost yourself, have a look in the mirror. You're standing right there. What they've done is they've lost their connection. So what people end up doing, they start going to therapists. They start looking, reading self-help books and everything. And they're great for the temporary. But the problem is, they're someone else's words. They're someone else's thoughts. Come from someone else's breath. So there's no full connection with that, because that's someone else's connections to those words and those ideas and their own opinions. So they need to start working. People need to start working about getting that connection back together with their breath, the fact that they have to keep moving forward, and with themselves.
You asked a very interesting question and a pertinent question, I suppose, to yourself with regards to the treatment of trauma and mental health issues. And you said, if the current way is the right way, if the current way is working, if the way we treat mental health and stress disorders is correct, why are there so many? Have you found the answer?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It seems pretty bloody obvious to me. Like, if we're not changing the way we're dealing with things and it's getting worse and there's more cases, obviously it's not working. Like, I know people are, like, don't get me wrong, therapists are great to be able to articulate what that trauma is, but that's about it. That's as far as it goes. Then you have to start doing the work yourself for it, you know. And why is everything getting worse? I think there's too much raising awareness. And some people will disagree with this, but there's too much raising awareness and there's too much, say, suicide prevention, but there's no one actually bloody doing anything. And that's what I was sick of. So I went out there to find out myself what is actually happening and talk to the people who are affected by it and find the common issues between everyone and how is everyone able to keep moving forward in life. Yeah, so, I mean, it seems pretty easy to me. You know, like, I know people who have been in therapists for 20 years and they're no better off than when they first walked into the therapist in the first place. They get stuck in that trap and they're waiting for that one word, that one magic pill, that everything's going to get better, and it just doesn't get better. They're all masks.
With everything you've learnt, not only on this trip, you mentioned the paddle from the Gold Coast to Bondi and even the skateboarding before. With everything you've learned, you've had so much information and you've received so much information, you've spoken to so many people. Was there a time when it was all overwhelming and you couldn't necessarily, you know, see or grasp what you were looking for?
Yeah, look, it's just come at me step by step the whole way. I mean, I haven't stopped. There's not been one day since January 24th, 2015, when I finished that paddle. There hasn't been one day where I have not thought about this or have not actioned towards this. You know, people come and go, they read books here and there and have their opinions and this and that, but I haven't stopped. Like, I've been so focused and determined, and everything I've done, all of my events have all worked towards this and pushed myself so I could find out for myself if I healed myself from it, and then be able to share that with other people. Now I've pushed myself further than anyone I've ever come across or heard on any talk show or anything, purposely to be able to find out this information. You know, it's just, it's been my goal. But for me, it's always been about, how can I simplify this? How can I make this easier for people? It seems like I went through therapy and, you know, the best therapist, paying the $280 for the hour from the talk to me, tried to commit suicide four times, you know, and it was just something obviously kept me going here. Like, why was I eaten by sharks and all this sort of stuff? There's so many times that I just shouldn't be here. But, you know, I accepted that I'm here for a reason, and this is what I'm going to do. This is my reason, you know.
Mm.
Now, I don't get paid to do what I do, you know. I'm just on this mission to help people and save as many people, because it seems to be that people are raising awareness or putting words in front of prevention, but they weren't actually doing anything about it. They weren't telling people what they need to do to be able to keep moving forward.
What's next for you, Damien?
Might have a little rest, mate. I'm going to have a little bit of time out, and I'm going to process it all properly, and then I'll write a book of it as well.
Well, thanks very much for your time. Sorry, mate, you've already...
No worries, thanks, mate. Yeah, so I've written one book called The One Best Meditation, which helps people move forward. And now it's about breaking it all the way down for people so they have an understanding of it. As soon as they understand it, then they can just start working towards it.
Thanks very much for your time, mate, and good luck. And we might catch up with you when you get back to the Gold Coast.
Thanks, mate. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Damien Ryder. Thanks, Damien. Damien Ryder from the United States there on his One Breath Tour, shining a light on post-traumatic stress disorder.